just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, July 30th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank everybody for prayers and good thoughts yesterday as Vicky and her attorney did what they felt was a very successful presentation to the judge, and the lawsuit continues. So greatly appreciate that. She was able to have a good discussion with her attorney. They were prepared, and everything was conveyed to the judge, and they walked out very confident that they had a good day in court yesterday. So thank you very much for that. If you'd like to contribute to our legal defense fund that is still ongoing, just text me legal, and I'll send you the link to the information where you can help us out. Greatly appreciate that. We have to pay the attorney, and we are raising money via a legal defense fund. It has been set up on a givesendgo.com website. The story is there. Text me legal, 231-360-5140. Just text me legal, and I'll send you the information. Well, the Tigers appear to be back on track, winning three games in a row, getting people back from injury lists, IL, as well as making some trades here before the deadline. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock is the deadline. Well, they're adding some key pieces and bringing up people from the farm system. So, very excited to see some new players join the team. Their energy was back. They won last night 12-2. Had an explosive couple of innings. Three home runs. It was amazing. The boys are back. Pitching appears to be getting better, and I believe they're going to even add to it more before the deadline tomorrow. Thursday's deadline will be very interesting. So lots of things to talk about today. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital will be in the house in the next segment. We then have a bunch of stories in Lansing. Looking forward to campaign races for next year. We also have some new information coming from Washington, I should say. We'll be discussing that. And, of course, we're watching the tsunami alerts that are coming toward the West Coast, Hawaii, as well as California, Washington State. We will be following that throughout. What happened? magnitude 8.8 earthquake struck off of Russia's Kamchatsky Peninsula yesterday. Last night, triggering tsunami warnings for Hawaii, watches for Alaska, the United States West Coast, Japan, and other Pacific areas. Waves have already hit Russia and Japan. Hawaii expects impact soon. They are evacuating. So from Seattle all the way down to Los Angeles, Hawaii, all of it is in its wake. We'll be following this throughout the day, during the show today, giving you any breaking news update. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions. Ask the vet. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, one thing I want to get right out of the box. make sure that we got your headset connected and everything's good to go on your end.
Yep.
I got a question that came in late from the interview last week. Oops, we're getting some feedback, Jeff. Want to make sure we got you connected good. Okay.
How's that?
Not as good as normal.
Okay, let me check this thing.
Make sure the USB is fully in and the cord is connected into that adapter.
Yep. Oh, technology, isn't it great?
I think it's up in the box there, Jeff, where it says microphone. Pull that little arrow down and change your microphone.
All right, does that work better?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. See, it does. See, I've never changed this. It's the little gremlins that live in the computer, because computers work by magic, okay? And when the magic white smoke comes out, they quit working. And it just changes it. So, yeah, there we go. Okay, now we're good.
Now we're good.
Yeah.
I got a text message late from one of our listeners, and it was pretty interesting. They said that the process that they seem to go through with their current veterinarian downstate.
Uh-huh.
This came from some folks down in the Macomb County area. And they said that every single time they go there, they call in advance and tell them, you know, what their concerns are or whatever. And they end up seeing a physician assistant to the main veterinarian doctor.
Okay.
Who comes in and asks a bunch of series of questions that are completely unrelated to what they had called in about the problem, the issue they were having, you know, with their dog. And okay. They said, is this standard procedure now in most veterinarian offices or hospitals from what you know? Because it seems like they spend sometimes up to an hour and a half with this person answering a bunch of questions that are not really applicable to what they're there for, and they're getting pretty frustrated about it. And they said, is this the way things are now at all other veterinarian doctors' offices or hospitals?
Hmm.
Because they're frustrated to the point where they're almost willing to drive from Macomb County up to see you.
So, well, the weather's really nice today, so yeah, sure, come on up. My first instinct would tell me, my spider sense is telling me, this is probably a corporately owned practice, I think.
Okay.
Because a lot of times what will happen is the corporates will do that, and they literally have a checklist that you go in and you need to check off, almost kind of like when you go to the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
And they are always asking you those same questions. It's kind of the same thing there, where they're asking you, okay, they just have to do it, okay? Yeah, as far as I know, no. I mean, what we do, we go in, you'll have a room tech will take you in, and it's like, all right, they'll get usually a TPR, you know, temperature, pulse, respiration. Okay, why are you here? All right, you know, get a little history. And I don't have them get a ton of history either, but, you know, a little bit. Why are we here? We're vomiting. What are we throwing up? You know, and, yeah, they kind of just write down, you know, little notes and stuff. And they're actually really little notes, so I can walk in there and kind of go, okay, and I can bounce off those and go. It just saves me some time, saves the client some time, because they've already, you know. And sometimes I will ask the question again, and yeah, it's not because they didn't write it down. And sometimes we'll ask the question and just make sure we get the same answer twice. Because sometimes I think the best class that I ever took to help me be a veterinarian, or one of them, was interrogations. Because sometimes trying to get information, sometimes people will, you know, give you a ton of information, and you got to kind of like, okay, you got to sift for the nugget. And then sometimes people just don't. I've literally had to, like, and typically it's like a husband that the wife said, bring the cat in. And he's like, I don't like the cat. I don't even know why I'm here. Here's the cat. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I'm trying to get a history. And they're very, you know, one word answers and stuff. So
okay.
It can get interesting. But, you know, we get through it. So, but yeah, that would make me think. I think you're probably dealing with a corporate practice that is, and they just, the corporate goes, hey, you need to ask these questions. And probably while they're answering that, this is what I'm picturing in my mind. Like I said, I don't know if I'm right or not, but
sure.
You're sitting there and they're clicking on a computer. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Because what will happen, and I did have one vet that used to work for me years ago that did work for a corporate practice. That's kind of why I know about this. If you don't click those boxes, all of a sudden they're coming down. Hey, how come you're not doing this? You know, even though it's got completely nothing to do with, you
with know, the
dog's patient. There. Yeah, dog's there for ear infection, and you're asking them about, flea medicine, something completely unrelated, you know.
Sure.
And yeah, so I would say in a corporate, probably become a standard operating.
Yeah.
Independent, we don't do it. You know, I mean, we try to keep things narrowed to, you know, what you're here for.
Sure, absolutely. So. Okay, very good. I got another question from Bo in Indian River. He wants to know if you know anything about methylene blue that's being pushed a lot by Alex Jones and others.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. One, we use it as a cell stain to stain cells to look at under the microscope. It is used to treat, Heinz body anemia. So it can, there is some medical conditions and some toxicities usually that you will use it to treat those with. Tylenol toxicity is one of them, actually, that you can use methylene blue to treat in a cat, or a dog. But yeah, I've seen it, heard about it, never really looked into it a whole lot, so I'm not even sure what exactly it's supposed to do in humans. So
okay, well, now yeah. he's wondering if he can give it to his dog.
I don't know why that one. I'll have to get back with you next week on that one.
Okay,
that's kind of a newer thing that's just kind of popping up here, and right. I'm seeing a little bit more of the chatter come through. So I'll have to look on that one. I mean, it is a chemical. It can be given, but like I said, the only difference between a drug and a poison is dose. So you got to
really be careful
with it. And you got to make sure if you're giving it, it actually is doing, you're giving it for something that's actually supposedly, you know, it's going to work. So,
well, the infomercial that I watched on Alex yeah. Jones was basically it clears up mental fog. It gives you energy. They're even yeah. talking about they have increased results of working out when they're lifting weights and or really? Running on a treadmill. And it's supposed to be kind of like a real super, like almost like a Red Bull, you know, energy drink. But it has no side effects. You don't have a crash. Yeah. And they on the Alex Jones infomercial, they showed Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he was on an airplane flight, yeah. and he had a glass of water, and he pulled out his little bottle of methylene blue and eyedropper and put it in the water and was drinking it. So
as long as it was less than 3 ounces, he could get it in. You know?
right. Yeah, exactly.
So, it is used to treat oxidative damage, is primarily what it was used for. And that I'd be a little, yeah, that would be, I'll have to do a little looking on that. Now, one thing I can tell you that I have fallen into, if we're, you know, since we're going to kind of talk about this, that I can report actually has given me some, and has some science and stuff behind it too, has actually kind of done exactly what you've just described that this does, is I got turned on to mushroom coffee. I don't know if you've heard of this or not.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that has definitely, I mean, I'm on my third or fourth reorder at this point. I got a glass right in front of me right now. And it's because we do know the adaptogens and some of the compounds and chemicals that are found in turkey tail and some of these other, you know, mushrooms do have beneficial effects in humans and in animals. We know that. So that's one thing. But, yeah, the methylene blue is going to be new, and I'm going to have to look into that.
Okay, look into that. And the mushroom coffee, is that the one called Rise or something
yes.
like that?
Yep.
And what have you experienced drinking that versus regular coffee?
Well, normally when I was drinking regular coffee, I would literally drink a pot a morning. Like,
okay,
you know, I drink a cup. I drink one cup a day. It's like a Yeti bottle. I drink one Yeti a day, and that's it. And I'm good. And I don't crave the caffeine. I feel clear. I feel more present. It's really hard to describe, you know, but I just feel more present. Okay. Like, okay, I'm here. We're at work. We're going to get this done. I find my memory is starting to come back a little bit better, you know.
Interesting.
I'll be 55 this year. So, you know, I mean, it's.
You think it's attributable to some of the components in the mushroom coffee?
Yeah, because I just started taking it, you know. I was like, what the hell, try it, you know what I mean, just sure. See. And I really didn't expect it to do much. I'm like, hey, you know what, this stuff tastes pretty good, so okay, you know, I have a cup in the morning. And it wasn't until about 2 weeks later I realized I'm not drinking coffee. I didn't even think about it. And I'm like, wow. Wait a minute, I'm not craving the coffee and going back and getting this. I drink my one, and I've even done it as a meal replacement. And it curbs my appetite. Okay. You know, it's just all these effects that I didn't take it. I just took it to try it and see what happens. You know, I mean,
Do you drink it hot or cold?
I drink it hot. I like hot coffee. Iced coffee guy. You know, I still drink a little coffee here and there, but just nothing like I do. I put mushroom in it. I put the coffee in it. I put some, the sweetener, stevia. I put that in there. I put a little shot of milk in there. We've got an electric kettle. Warm that up in the morning. Boom, fill it up. Out the door, go to work. And good to go. Yep. Between that and my bacon and eggs, because my 30 chickens. Now I'm questioning the wisdom of getting 30 chickens, because now I got 30 chickens that are laying eggs. So I got a lot of eggs.
Yeah, there you go.
So. But
Bo is texting me again. When you're researching methylene blue, mitochondria,
okay,
is something that he claims it's good for. So for us for next week, and we'll have that conversation. Yep. Well, if you guys have other questions or you would like to schedule an appointment, Doug and Kathy down there in Macomb County, you can give Dr. Jeff's office a call, 906-635-5910. And Jeff, it was very simple when we transferred Snoop from the corporate veterinarian office. Mm-hmm. I had been taking him to down there in Traverse City. They simply emailed you all the records, and you were able to look at those and be prepared to see him. So that's something they could do from Macomb County as well.
Oh yeah. Yep. So
do you find most veterinarians are willing to cooperate in sharing records?
Well, you also have to. Actually, kind of, I'll give you real quick on the ending here how this works is we used to have paper records. The physical record was mine, okay, was the clinic, but the information on it is owned by the patient. You own your medical information. So if you call the clinic and say you send this information to this clinic, they have to do it.
Gotcha. You
know. And
what's the email address you like him to send it to?
Be info at SiouxAnimalHospital.com. S-A-U-L-T, like Sault Ste. Marie. Yeah. SiouxAnimalHospital.com. Info.
Yep. Info at SiouxAnimalHospital.com. Yep. Okay, very good. Well, they just asked for it, so you just gave it to them.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.